Boise Mayor Dave Beter, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to talk a little bit about a resolution this past week passed unanimously by the Boise City Council. Quite plainly, it denounces bias and hate in all of its forms. Can I assume that the current climate has something to do with the timing of this resolution?
Well, yes, you can, George. We're pretty cautious about when we bring resolutions forward through the council to make sure that that vehicle is not diluted, not overused, so that it, you know, it loses its heft. And over the years, we've come in on important issues, so they really have, they mean something, and people take note of them. This one came through a group, United Vision for Idaho, about 3 months ago, I guess. And then we began a discussion with them. The police chief talked to them. Our legal department had a look at it. We made some edits and changes. But I did feel happy that the council agreed when we got it to them that it really was important to make a statement. Boise's been a welcoming city. We've had we have important momentum, I think, in our city that really pushes hard against some of the things we've seen, you know, nationally and internationally. So then we had quite a lively discussion at the council about the final wording.
Can I pause you there?
Sure.
Because the final resolution, based on a suggestion from Councilman Ludwig, was to strike a reference directly pointing to the Trump administration.
The interesting thing, though, is his edit was to say national leadership. So it ended up being broader.
But that said, I'm going to guess that you were okay with the previous wording.
In the end, I actually thought it was still quite a strong statement.
It's not to dilute the message.
I wasn't really sure where he was going, to tell you the truth, but I thought in the end it was a stronger, in some ways even a stronger statement. Had the motion been to strike that whole paragraph, I think the council would have left it. But the edit, I thought it went well in the end, and that council felt strongly, you know, they'd really work to try to make it unanimous. Wasn't sure where we were headed, and that's, you know, that's part of what, if anybody thinks that we know things before we head into the council chambers, you can, pretty clear that we don't, but it was a good discussion and a productive one.
Can we talk a little bit about short-term rentals?
Sure.
I went on Airbnb this morning, and I found 300-plus places to stay just in downtown Boise. They look really nice.
Well, they always look nice.
Yeah, well, often they are. Here's a guest suite on Central Rim for $40 a night. An entire guest house downtown, $56 a night. $109 a night for a guest house on 26th Street and a bungalow in the North End and a yurt near the 36th Street Garden Center. Sure. These are lovely places. And I would imagine for those folks who would like to stay here for a few days, are looking at those and grabbing some of those. You don't want to discourage that, do you?
George, what we want to do, our overriding goal is to have affordable housing. And affordable housing ought to be both homes you can purchase, whether it's a townhouse or a condo or a detached home, you know, in a rental for a good portion of folks that live here. So our goal is to have more long-term rentals. Mm-hmm. What we did, here are the ideas that we have and that are allowed. The state has preempted cities from prohibiting short-term rentals in residential areas.
In general.
But they allow regulation on the margin somewhat.
So. But they allow cities to manage issues that create challenges on public safety and the vibrancy of a neighborhood, yes?
But our goal, again, is the affordable housing piece of it. Further that. So we put out 2 weeks ago.
Have you seen any of those comments?
I've had a lot of discussions in the community.
Oh, you've had some conversations. Can I assume that some of those come from realtors?
Oh, sure.
Because they're not happy.
Well, what we will do, in all likelihood, is gather those comments and then get a group together from the industry, realtors. We have at least one company, a pretty good-sized company, with an office in Boise. We would have a representative there, neighborhood people, city people, and go, you know, here are the ideas, here's the discussion, and move it forward. And in the hope of finding a consensus with an eye towards how can we, if we can, promote more long-term rentals in the city. Rentals.
But you acknowledge that there are many homeowners that use these as sources of income to afford their mortgage payments.
We will continue to have short-term rentals. I have no concern that it'll go away, but can we find a way to accommodate, you know, especially the individual ones? I'm not saying that this is happening, but say you have a 150-unit rental development and a third of it is going to short-term. That's a pretty big number, and if that keeps happening, you know, the goal of making housing more affordable is likely affected and pretty intensely. So.
But again, you're not inclined to stop short-term rentals?
The state has preempted cities from doing that. I would never be inclined.
Might you grandfather maybe some existing ones?
I wouldn't think we would need to do that. Just like you point out, it's, you know, it's part of the lay of the land, and it's.
I was stunned at how many, and these were pretty nice rentals, and the rates were pretty good.
It's been interesting. Even one of the neighborhood associations talked about their concern about it, and in the very next breath said, "But we have a lot in our neighborhood, and the members of our association like them, you know, like to be able to have this vehicle."
Right, looking for a very delicate balance.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but that's. That's what we do.
Can I assume that you've had more than a few conversations on this?
Oh, sure. I know a lot of folks in this town, and they know how to get a hold of me, and we've had some very good discussions. And those discussions will be ongoing, but we'll put a good group together with the interests represented and go to work on them.
Boise Mayor Dave Beter, thanks so much.
Thank you, George.